April 19th, 2019, it's the Watt for Pedro show. Swap for Pedro show. Brother Matt is on an airplane right now going to the Northwest. So because he thought he got changed to Friday this show. It's a dynamic thing. And listen, you can hear another voice. You can tell that I'm not alone. Uh-huh. I'm in my pad in Pedro, but I got a guest with me from, I guess, Brooklyn, New York, right?
Yep, that's where we are.
Okay, and it's Emma DeCorsay of I Am Polish Army and Solo. Also, a second guitarist in Tough Sunshine.
That's
We'll get to that later. Let's tell people what they just heard. We start off the show with John Coltrane doing Train Sonic. It's a different version of Stellar Regions.
Yeah.
And then Dishes by Emma DeCorsay from her new EP. Emma, what's your earliest musical recollection?
Oh, wow. It's a tough question because I got it. You know,
there's no wrong answer to stuff like this. Okay.
Yeah, I think it has to be, whether or not I actually, like, for real remember this, but it's definitely my dad. My dad is a classical French horn player, and I know that I was taken to hear him while my mom was still pregnant with me. So, he practiced every day, so I would definitely hear that.
You know what, bass player
mm-hmm.
Was also known as a French horn player. Maybe he did it before bass. Oh, yeah? You know who it was?
Oh, no.
John Entwistle.
I did not know that Entwistle played
Pictures of Lily.
French horn.
If you know this song, Pictures of Lily by The Who.
Totally.
In the middle of the song, there's a French horn solo.
Oh, my God. I was told that by people
in high school, really hard in marching band because it's a tiny mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm.
You want something like the bone. You know, the trombone has a big-ass mouthpiece.
It
and when
does.
You're walking,
yep.
Yeah, because when you're marching, you know, it's bobbing on your lip and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so it's your pop. So you had music in the house even before you were born. Okay.
Yeah.
So was there other stuff sitting around, like piano?
We probably wouldn't have had room for a piano. My parents lived in a pretty tiny place in Queens when I was little, and then we moved to a little apartment in New Haven, Connecticut when I was almost two.
Yale.
So I think, yeah, yep, yep.
Because Kay was born there, I know a little bit. And there also was a famous bass player there in New Haven, Doug Wimbish.
That's right.
Incredible
yeah.
cat. Yeah, he's been playing with Living Color lately, but he goes back to the Sugar Hill Gang and stuff, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, so your pop played French horn, but he didn't, feel the need that you should take up the French horn also?
No, he didn't. I think when I was, he had a buddy at Yale that was a violin player, and she came over to the house one day to socialize, and she had her instrument with her, and I think she must have taken it out and played a little bit for me, and apparently I was pretty obsessed right from after seeing that, so I think I had a. There's pictures of me with a little cardboard violin that maybe my mom made for me or something that I cut out and played. And then they got me started playing at
school? Were you in the choir? Were you in the marching band?
I was always in orchestra because I played violin.
Okay, so.
So I was always in the string.
Oh, you mean that cardboard violin actually led to a real violin?
It did.
Okay,
yeah, it did.
How'd that happen? Mm-hmm. Because this buddy of your pops brought over the violin.
Yeah.
And you took to it, so they made a toy one for you, but then got you a real one?
Yep. They make teeny tiny violins.
Sure. I remember.
For 3-4-year-olds.
For little hands, right. So you were taking lessons then, because this is before school, 3 or 4 years
old.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and I had a fabulous teacher and when I was that little around, yeah, she must have been another Yale student.
Can you remember her name?
Taught me the basics. I think her name was Elena. I don't remember what their last name was. And then we moved to, my dad got this job in Wisconsin when I was five, and so I had some good teachers there, too.
So you, oh, okay, another teacher. So,
yeah.
And then when school comes.
Yeah, I had several, yeah.
When school comes, you're able to go to join the orchestra, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay.
Yep.
So, yeah. Well, what about in grade school and stuff? Did you... No, there they just sing and play recorder usually, right?
Pretty much, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I was always taking lessons, so as soon as, I forget how old you are when they start, you know, having string orchestra around, maybe middle school.
Okay, now this kind of stuff,
yeah.
So you learned how to read and all that, so
mm-hmm.
What I've noticed about people like this, you have to have music put in front of them to play, not a lot of improvising.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because, you know, with all the stuff that I play on guitar, I mean, almost none of it, like, I play almost everything on guitar by ear. You know, I do very little reading anymore, which is probably
so
terrible.
Let's talk
brain.
About that.
Relearn.
Let's talk about how you went from violin, which is tuned in fifths, to
mm-hmm.
guitar, which is tuned in fourths.
Yeah. My mom played a little bit of guitar. She
one in the house.
Yeah, oh that yeah, that's yeah, she would have had her classical guitar there. She took some classical guitar lessons when she was a teen, and you know, she knew how to play some Beatles songs and some James Taylor. And my brother was the first one that got really interested in guitar and got interested in jazz when he was in his early teens, and I think, you know, I probably picked it up a little bit when he was learning to play, and then, you know, when he would put it down, I'd pick it up and kind of try and figure the chords out myself.
Yeah, did you see kind of a connection? I mean, they're stringed instruments, but in some ways you're so
they are.
Different.
Yeah, you know, I didn't really make it. Took me a while to really make the connection because when I started Polish Army and I started playing guitar seriously again after leaving it for a little while, that was when I really started to make the connections. That it's, yeah, I think, you know, my hands are just used to playing, playing on strings.
I've got a violin player friend, Petra Hayden.
And oh, that's right, yeah.
When she wants to kind of get guitar-y, she plays mandolin.
Mm. Mm.
Because, yeah, they're both tuned in fifths.
They're tuned.
They're both tiny.
Yep, they're tuned similar.
Yeah, so, but you went over to the guitar, and do you still play violin?
I don't, and, you know, the fascinating story is that, like, my brother used to be the guitar player, and I used to be the violin player, and now I'm a guitar player, and my brother is almost ready to graduate from violin making school.
Oh, like a luthier.
So we kind of switched. Yeah, he's going to be a violin luthier.
Wow.
So we kind of, yeah, we traded spaces there a little bit. Yeah. Super cool.
But that's a lot of time, a lot of skill you have to develop to do that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I know, because I tried in the 90s, I tried to play stand-up bass, which is actually just gigantic violin. And there's sound post in the middle. And that's so key. If that thing gets mm-hmm. knocked out, no, just the whole thing. It's amazing. It was too hard for me, so I just my hands.
No, you know what? Our bass player Turner, he's got an upright bass too, and he's, you know, it just beats him up every time.
Yeah, beat the fuck up. I mean, I did do a 45
with
it just
electric,
for Kill Rock Stars, just to make myself do it, but it was just too hard. I was too used to. Mm-hmm. I wanted to keep going sideways.
Yeah.
Look, I want to play Viber here. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Say knocks at your door. Those who live in mansions grand oftentimes fail to understand the meaning of that little word, hunger, I am sure. But the poor, they know the meaning, and so it's the poor that helps the poor.
For Pedro Show, we heard Emma DeCorsay with the brand new Viber from her EP. After that, Duo Decibel System out of Cleveland, brand new. Hey, what's your story?
Nice.
Nina Diaz, we had her on last week. Is this all there is? Incredible story she had. I mean, this lady was torn at 14.
Holy shit.
Her sisters,
wow.
Yeah. If you listen to last week's show, and pretty amazing. You know, everybody's got a different journey through music. That's one of the reasons why I have people on. I think there's millions of ways to do this music thing. Okay. Then we had Howie Reid, brand new album. It's The Poor That Helps the Poor. Rattlemouth after that with Birds Lament. Rugna from Marco Serrato and Francesco Colarino. And yeah, that's out of Seville. Sevilla, huh?
Nice.
Seville.
Cool.
That's the way we say it. Funny. And brand new from Stefano Palia, my Fratello and Sonia de Marinaio. Paolo Mangardi. He's got a new album, kind of influenced by the Commedia from Dante. And this is called Cadura. And then finally, Emma DeCorsay with Just Like Me. I mean, you know, you don't have to say anything more after that. It gets the
that
words. So look, here's a trippy thing about violin. I'm thinking, you know, because like I say, I have an experience with Petra Hayden, you know, who grew up with no rock and roll. That world is so, which is kind of trippy, you know. I did see I guess they were called progressive, it was Mahavishnu Orchestra, and they had Jerry Goodman on violin, but you didn't see a lot of violins.
No.
And then rock and roll bands. I think Kansas had one. I know Papa John Creech would do stuff up, but people up in the city, and like the airplane and stuff like that. But the whole idea of making a band after school, you know, in the basement or the bedroom or the garage. Not so much with the violin, right?
Did you do any of that?
Did you do any, like, make little bands with school friends?
I was a little bit of a loner as a kid, so I think it kind of suited my, you know, very, you know, solitary study habit.
Okay. Woman alone. No. So did you make a lot of recordings?
I didn't get into recording too much until I started writing songs.
I'm kind of right that the violin world, this thing about the orchestra, even though it's music is music, right? And an instrument's an instrument. But it seems like it belongs to a world that's kind of outside this start your own band, write your own song.
It really does. Yeah.
Why do you think, Emma? Because it's just, you know, it's like a hammer or a screwdriver.
I only work on this
kind of car with my Phillips driver. You would think that you could take that Phillips driver and work on anybody's car.
Yeah.
But it's not like that. It's because culture, you think?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, like, I was a pretty shy kid, too. So it might have just as much to do with me just, you know, being, like, you know, too shy to go out and figure out who the kids and the kids who were playing in bands were.
Okay. When did you finally get this going? Yeah. In college?
When I started writing songs, I was in college, probably, you know, as an avoidant way of not doing work.
By this time you're on guitar, right?
I was pretty obsessed with, you know, with, when I got into rock music, I really, really got into rock music.
What was the first record you bought for yourself?
If you ask anybody of my generation, they're probably going to tell you the same thing, which is Alanis Morissette.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A powerful voice.
A very powerful voice.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing some gigs. I was helping
into PJ Harvey and
I was helping Porter for Pirates, and I did some gigs. That she was on.
Oh, part of the
strong voice. Yeah. What about the first gig? What was the first gig you went to and saw?
Oh, well, and the first non-classical gig I went to was my mom took me to Fiona Apple, which was like probably her first tour when she was like 17 or 18.
Sure.
She was so powerful.
So you're attracted to ladies in rock and roll.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because both of those ladies, they're not side mice. They're strong personas.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, which is great.
Totally. And that had a pretty profound effect, I think, on, like, I mean, you look at all these women that, you know, that are in rock bands now that are probably about my age, a little younger, a little older. And, like, you know, I think that was pretty formative for all of us.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's infectious, right?
Yeah.
For a long time, rock and roll was marketed as this pretty one-dimensional thing, you know. So thank God. I mean, Little Richard was dressing up like a woman.
Yeah, right.
You know, just took him a little while to catch up. And I love that mustache. What is it, like 5 millimeters right off the lip? John Waters,
I think. Yeah, exactly.
So tell me about the first time you played in front of people.
Oh, gosh. When would this have been? Probably at, like, some kind of open mic or coffee house kind of deal. Probably being, like, completely scared shitless.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
I'm still pretty scared shitless on stage.
Did it go over good? Were you just called Emma DeCorse?
The open mic,
and you played a lot of your own songs, maybe some covers.
Probably a lot of covers and, like, you know, two, three originals I had in the repertoire.
Okay.
I've never been very prolific, so the new songs always get out of pretty slowly.
Okay. And so where'd you go from there?
And from there, you know, again, you know, being a shy person and not, you know, it always took me a while to find people to jam with. I started playing with a guy that ended up producing the very first, like, you know, primitive Polish army stuff that I've long since removed from the internet. but we were a guitar drums duo. For a little while, and then
no bass.
No bass. It took me a little while to get to find it. Well, he played bass for a little bit, so there were some songs where we would just do like solo guitar bass, and then he would, you know, hit the drum kit for the heavier stuff.
And who, this is the guy who went on to produce?
Yeah, he produced the very very first early Polish Army EP, which. Probably came out on MySpace in like 2007 or something.
Nobody can listen to you because you've scrubbed the internet.
No, I'm afraid I've scrubbed the internet. Maybe someday someone will, you know, convince me to put it back up there, but
everybody's got to start somewhere though, Emma.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's true.
And man, the first stuff I did is very embarrassing. Very embarrassing. I mean, but, you know, where do you start? If you worry about it too much, you never might take a chance, right?
No, it's true.
Yeah,
it's true.
So you went from two-piece to three-piece?
I don't remember if we were ever a three-piece. I probably only ever had one drummer or one bass player at a time. I worked with another bass player for a couple of years there, and then he got one of those cruise ship gigs, and he went off and he's been on like never ending tour since.
he plays
upright bass in like those that Broadway show with the Buddy Holly one. He's the bass player in that, and you know they play regional theaters around the country. So yeah, I don't think he's never back in New York for too long.
So that's hard to work with.
Yeah, great. Hard to work with. But yeah, so you can see that this went on and off hiatus until I found the right people, and then I didn't want to play my own stuff for a long time, and I would do backup vocals or second guitar in some bands, and that's pretty much how I met the guys that are now in I'm the Polish Army, and we started talking about it for forever, we finally started jamming at the end of 2015, and
we're talking
notice.
About the New York area, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you actually was playing in other people's bands as like a side mm-hmm. person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ah. Well, what was that like? And now, because you just wanted to play,
oh,
right?
Oh, it was great. You know, I didn't have to be self-conscious about anything.
Sure.
You know, it was great. I loved it.
You know, well, I got this theory that,
yeah,
you know, because always the success is you're the person. You're the yeah. shot caller mm-hmm. and all this. But I don't yep. think you can learn. I think it's more about taking turns.
I do, too. I'm totally with you on that.
You know, sometimes you're helping somebody out. Some other people are helping you out. Sometimes you're mm-hmm. collaborating or whatever. Yeah, I think there's kind of three different ways to do a band. And
mm-hmm.
just
yeah.
being the shot caller isn't the whole story, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah.
And that same thing, permanent side mouse, you know? Then you get the, what they call it, side man-itis. You know? Oh, I never mm-hmm. get to hear my own. I think it's like a lot of stuff in life. You take different roles at different times.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yep, it's true.
And I don't think it's getting knocked down a peg by this, you know?
Like, no, not at all.
You know what I mean? It's just
how
else do you learn empathy? How, if you want to give somebody direction, if you mm-hmm. don't yourself learn how to take
exactly.
direction, how are you ever going to yep. relate to them on that level,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Exactly.
Anybody can shout orders, but can you really inspire yep. people? You know, I think
mm-hmm.
that kind of thing. What was the first band you were, like, a side person for?
It was a band called At The Moment, and it was another guy who had a band previously and took some years off and came back. And it was a nice, like, kind of acoustic, jangle pop, rock project with like an insanely sick lead guitar player and really great songwriting. And my friend Daniel Schoenfeld is the the guy behind that, and I think we ended up putting one record out. He self-released.
Yeah, yeah, you got to check it out if you can afford.
Yeah, check it. Yeah, I'm on the backup vocals. Turner, our bass player, plays bass on that, and our same bass guy from
Polish Army. Okay.
Yeah, and Dave Van Epp, who is the guitar player on that too, and he does all the insane guitar stuff on My Old Man.
Oh, okay.
So that's a small little circle of friends.
Okay.
Yeah, he's
look,
he's
right at the end of the first hour.
Part of our
April 19th, 2019, Dishawat Peter Show, special guest, Emma D. Corsay. Hold tight for hour two. April 19th, 2019, it's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
the crow that the tiger brings. Black tar, open the scar. I gave it everything.
For Pedro Show, start off the second hour with I Am the Polish Army and Dead Cat. And, yeah, favorite of your dog. What's your dog's name?
His name is Gabe.
Hey, Gabe.
he's a Boston Terrier Chihuahua mix. He's a good guy.
That's a trippy.
Can he? Yeah, he shows up in the, we have a video for the song Gold from the Dream that he has a little appearance in.
Gold was the last thing we just heard here. So after Dead Cat, we heard slaving so good here. So Pachesma live from Sexa. And here's a couple bands from the 80s out of Croatia. They're incredible. Boja nos u krv from Tobakova Kushne Peshi. And then Disuse with Back in the Stab Weber. Tab Falco, his new record, Cabaret of Daggers. He's on tour. Go see him, people. Saturday Go Round the Roses. Globe Lamp, Black Tar, and Gold from Emma DeCorset, her new EP. Okay, what about touring? Did you ever do that stuff?
Not so much while I was sidemanning. We've done a little bit. We've done a little bit with Polish Army. I mean, not as much as we'd like for financial constraints and such. But we've done a fair amount. Turner, both our bass player and drummer have toured a lot with other bands.
Because you know the Northeast there, the gigs are kind of closer.
They are. Yeah. I really can't complain. I mean, I have good friends and bands that are based in L.A. and Portland, and it's not easy to drive.
There's a big space, and you know, people are always, why are you always playing Salt Lake City and Boise and not my town? What?
Yeah.
I said, look at a fucking map. Okay.
Well, it's alright.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're going to play Salt Lake City a lot because...
You pay for your plane ticket, maybe.
Yeah, they're like oases. I mean, you know, the country... Now, the maybe not so positive thing is your weather's a little rougher, so you can't do 12 months, you know. But your towns are a little closer.
I did some pretty gnarly drives in the snow.
But I'm wondering about playing gigs in New York, you know, just parking. And like, you don't have your own car, do you, right?
No, I gotta rent every time. It would be way too expensive to
keep. Right, just parking.
If we moved to somewhere like Nashville or Cincinnati, we'd have to have a car anyway, so we could just take it out. But it's like the upkeep in New York is
gigs? Do a lot of pads, they have backline and you just use the stuff that they have there?
Most clubs in New York have backline, which is good. So
yeah.
But then, you know, if you're even in New Jersey, I mean, we love playing in Jersey City, but we got to bring our stuff we got to bring our drums.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Every time, so that's in our, you know.
WFMU now does gigs downstairs.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, they have a great space called Monty Hall.
Right, Monty Hall.
Which is like the best name of any venue.
Yeah. Yeah. It is good.
Yeah.
and also it's a great fucking station.
Yes, it's one of the best.
And again, because of the internet, you don't have to live in Jersey City. You can be anywhere in the world here.
Yeah. But I will joke. It would be faster to get back to Jersey City than it is to get back home to Brooklyn.
That traffic, I know.
Yeah,
I was just there a couple weeks ago with Mike Pagetta.
Oh yeah,
Stephen Hodges. Yeah, and some of this traffic was. Well, all over the country, people are driving really bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's an angry mood all around. I noticed it two years ago, starting with I was on tour with the Meat Puppets, and just the aggressive, risky driving, it's just bizarre.
Oh, my God.
Like, people are trying to compensate for things out of their control by driving like a dick.
You put it pretty right on there.
Look, you know, I want to, this song, Gene.
Uh-huh.
Now, my ma's name is Gene, but it starts with a J.
I think the only female Gene I've ever heard of is Gene Tierney. I was just going to say Gene Tierney
or Blue Gene Tierney when it was a friend, Brother Steve.
That's right.
Piano man in the city there. Okay, so let's listen. I'm Polish Army with Gene.
Ocean came and fucked me perfect hard. Just before I up and left this behind,
for Pedro show? Yeah, Gene. I'm the Polish Army, one of the earliest songs for that band, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Gene was almost on when we were, you know, when we were talking about the duo edition from 2007. That song was almost on a record that never got put out.
Okay.
So we brought it back for
everybody
back
can hear there record. Now. Blood Quartet after that with Broken Soldier out of Barcelona. Rabia Saudada, Etropia Escola. I know, but they're actually a Milano band, an Italian guy.
Oh, wow.
Cool. And, Giuseppe, great guy. His buddies flew me down to his hometown near Bari to be at his wedding. We did Stooges.
Oh, amazing.
Both the groom and the bride had the guitars and was doing Stooges with me. It was great.
Cool.
After that, from Toulon, France, Hi-Fi Club with Pesca de Unha. And, Da Unha. Fuck, what? Terrible. We gotta get together. A Natural Ways with Most of All We Love to Spy. And that's, Ava Mendoza. Got to play with her when I was, it used to be called Brownies. It's called that Lou Reed album. Coney Island Baby.
Oh, Brownies in New York?
Yeah.
She's an incredible guitarist. And in between there, it was Hi-Fi.
I didn't know that, but I remember
19 years ago,
a big gig I did with Jim Askus and Murph because a sickness almost killed me, and this was a kind of thing to get me back in the saddle. And finally, David Bowie. I am Polish Army, but David Bowie. What about that?
Yeah.
Was he big influence on you?
Yeah, I wrote David Bowie within 24 hours of his death.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was kind of a response to all these guys in Brooklyn think they're cool and think they're the next Bowie, and it's not gonna happen, man.
It's funny because David Bowie was very influenced by Ig and Lou Reed.
That's right, yeah.
So it's funny how that works that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a beautiful song, and
thank you.
And it's when you lose somebody like that. I mean, he lived a rough life for some of the times, but did do a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I've just been learning more about Mick Ronson and Trevor Boulder.
Oh my God, yeah.
Willie Woodmansey, the Spiders from Mars. They put that stuff together so quick.
I know, right? You don't get to do that anymore. There's no time. You got to be on the road.
That's insane. And then they kind of got thrown under the bus. I think Dave Bowie was kind of all drugged up, but the manager, it was kind of sad. Yeah. There's some stuff on YouTube.com with the bass man, Trevor Boulder, talking about it. And he's kind of an influence on me. But we were going to get a Herbie Flowers, but he just said, we learned the whole shit like in an afternoon or something.
Yeah.
It was like, pretty amazing, you know, and like Mick Ron, I mean, he went to music school and stuff, but at that point, he was a gardener.
Oh my God.
They were from a little town called Hull.
He's from Hull, that's right.
Yeah,
Hull,
which is on the East Coast.
Right. Yeah, Turner played there with Silver Ray a couple of years ago. Yeah.
They're
very proud of him.
yeah. And, unfortunately, I think liver cancer killed him in the 90s. But Mick Ronson, incredible cat.
God,
but that band, Spiders from Mars, huge influence on me and stuff.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he did it, I mean, it was like kind of a play, right? An opera. But it was Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
Yep, they were. Yeah.
I think in Hull they were called the Rats.
God, those songs are good.
I think they were called the Rats. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, April 19th, 2019, this is Watt Peter Show, special guest, MIT Corsay. Hold tight for hour three.
Woo!
April 19th, 2019, it's the third hour, Watt for Pedro Show.
and to declare our aims to all people.
Thank you.
Wafa Pedro Show. We started the third hour off with IUD, something live from I Am the Polish Army. In fact, it's from a gig where it was like the record release party of this EP, Emma D. Corsay. Okay, what's the difference between Emma D. Corsay and I Am the Polish Army?
Well, I wrote those songs for that EP in the studio with my buddy Dwayne Loganiger, who's in a band called Birds. Had a studio down the street from my house, and I set that project up because Turner, who's our bass player, is also my longtime domestic companion, partner, love. He was out on tour with Shilpa Ray for two whole months, and I just wanted to set something up for myself where I wouldn't get lonely and stretch out and write some tunes without the band behind me. So that's how that happened. And I got to bring the dog, and he got to run around the stud while I was writing. And so
what you're saying, Emma, is they are distinct differences.
They're pretty distinct differences. I mean, I know, like our drummer Eric, he thinks that to him it's a Polish Army record. Because I wrote it, and I'm the Polish Army.
But
to me it felt outside of the.
Well, that's what's important.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, it's like the Wipers and Greg Sage, a Greg Sage record, a Wipers record. I forgot to mention the other tunes that we played. Broken Gears, Pull Anchor, Shake Some Action from the Details out of Romania.
Oh, I love that song.
National Debt out of Idaho, Conspiracy Theory, and finally Sunday Means Snakes live in the studio. Tough Sunshine. This is a band that you're a side person. Tell us about
Tough Sunshine. Oh, Johnny will be so happy about that.
Tell us about Tough Sunshine.
Tough Sunshine is one of my favorite bands in the world, and they've been one of my favorite bands for a long time before I have been playing.
Yeah,
with them.
Did you get in the band?
I also met Johnny originally through Daniel from At The Moment, who I mentioned previously.
He
came to one of our shows, and, we were chatting, and then, a year later, he and Turner and Eric, our drummer, and I all started a Just For Fun country cover project. And, So he's got this band, Tough Sunshine. He started it, I think, in 2013 with Turner, and their first drummer, whose name was Annie Cordero, she used to be in Manor Astroman and had her own band.
There was a girl version. For a while there, they sent out a girl version of their band.
No. that might have been what she played with.
I did gigs with the first version, and it was all boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of them runs a club in Birmingham, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Alabama. Who's down? Sunroz. Sunny Blum. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I want to play here My Line, something from this release gig.
Another one from, yeah.
standing. Noises at night coming from the neighbor's house. Sounds like they're fucking killing each other. I don't wanna hear. Stick the fuck out of my head, my life, yeah. Talk a third of the town, so bitter. No more fires to hit you in the face.
We between the lines. Yeah, just live in place.
To the left or right, or just try and fight. But stay wherever the fuck you are. Get the fuck out of my house. 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 Red flags waving when you walk by. Red flags waving when. Sneaking around like early cats in back alleys, creeping up to the yard. Looking in my windows, creeping up to see the yard.
Get ghosts, are you crazy by yourself and won't you?
Now you're trying to make a conversation, so talking in my ear.
You say they want your head, trying to establish a real connection.
Thank you. I was thinking about a little farmhouse in Nashville. I could picture the kind of furniture I'd have. I knew you would not go there. I started to cry. I was thinking about the day I died. Go down, mama, go down. Go down, papa, go down. Go down, brother, to the water's edge. Go down, mama. Well, I knew that I was getting older. I could tell by the sound my knees made in the morning. I drank a fifth of bourbon every day in July. One step closer to the day I died. Go down, mama. Down, papa, go down. Go down, baby, to the water's edge. Go down, mama, go down. Go down, mama, go down. Go down, papa, go down. Go down, brother, to the water's edge, yeah. Go down, mama, go down. Go down, mama, go down. Go down, mama.
Walk for Pedro show. Last music for this edition. My line live. I'm Polish Army, and I was enlightened to the fact that this is actually a preview of things to come from I Am the Polish Army. Right, Emma?
Yeah, that one and D are going to, our next record is almost done.
Almost done?
Almost done, yeah.
Where are you doing it?
We at the, we did the record, the Seaside Lounge.
I'm getting some dropout. What, say that again?
Oh, sorry. We made it at the same studio. We recorded the first album, which was called the Seaside Lounge in Brooklyn, which
sadly
had to close a couple after we made the record. So we were, I think this record that we have coming up is going to be the last one of the last few that were made there.
It's really sad.
Yeah, it was an amazing place.
Then we heard Fight or Flight from Red Mass, Wicked Silver Machine from AB Normal. Red Mass out of Quebec in.
Cool.
AB Normal. Big Bear here in Cali. The Fiction, Go Down. That's got the late Josh Frischel, Strong Beach. Mm-hmm. I'm playing in Strong Beach mm-hmm. tonight. I only like 12 miles. I like those kind of gigs.
Nice.
Yeah. I love the, Mark DiPiazzi. He's a great cat. And then finally, a live version of Dishes. Because we started, we started with Dishes, and I thought, yeah, they'll play the live version of Dishes, the Polish.
Cool.
I have the Polish.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So that, because I was going to ask what's in the future. So it's going to be a full-on album, and it's going to be an I Am mm-hmm. the Polish Army album, not a Emma D. Corsay record.
Nope. Yep. Same lineup. We have, there's going to be a little bit of Dave Van Epp on guitar, just like on the first one, which is just always magic when he's around.
What's different?
What's different about us now from the first one?
Yeah.
Let's see. I think we definitely know each other a lot better. Playing together. So we had a much, much easier time setting up in the studio the second time around. There's some new writing collaborations. Turner contributed some guitar riffage for the second record. That's pretty excellent.
Oh, you mean not just bass?
He wrote some of the guitar riffs. Going to the other side. Yeah.
Well, have you ever gone to the other side? Have you ever gone on bass, Em?
I have. Yeah, I recorded some bass demo on the Dream EP, but that ended up getting overdubbed by Turner because he did it better.
Yeah. Was that a committee decision or was?
Yes, it was a committee. We're like, well, why have it sound like this when we could have it sound like this?
But was it still basically your part? Maybe just performed a little
bit.
Yeah,
okay. It was basically my part, but he definitely zazzed it up in the only the way that a seasoned bass player like yourself could.
I don't know about that. That's something about that instrument. You know, somebody who just mm-hmm. learned can make a great bass line.
Yeah. It's very
strictly about the physics of bass. Because, mm-hmm. The more you do things, the more notes, right? And with bass, mm-hmm. you actually get smaller with more notes. It's always a search for the right notes, not the most mm-hmm. notes.
Yeah,
so you
exactly.
kind of get punished for mm-hmm. getting all... fusion.
Plus, I get to be part of the rhythm section, which is always fun.
Of course. I think the closest... it looks like a guitar with the strings and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually more like a kick drum tom thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I noticed a lot of cats are playing bass with pedals now.
Mm-hmm.
I tried on my second opera, but it was too hard for me.
He'll have like one or two pedals, but not two. He's usually he'll just go direct.
Usually, it gets rid of your punch and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You end up sounding like a guitar.
Yeah, right.
look, I'm curious. If somebody younger, let's say a woman,
mm-hmm.
and getting into this stuff, advice.
Oh wow. Just start. No, nothing stopping you from starting, man. oh my god, like when I was starting to play, there weren't all these like YouTube tutorials and videos online that are so easy. I mean, I taught myself to read tabs online, but like what they have on YouTube now is so much more. I mean, there's like literally nothing stopping you.
So you think people, someone wants to get into music, they should look for resource on.
Yeah, just go for it. Or, like, find somebody in your community who plays. Like, I still take guitar lessons one-on-one. It's, like, the thing I look forward to the most. I really hang with a teacher one-on-one. There's no reason why you can't, want some stuff. There's great. Our buddy Jason Long does fantastic lessons with full, like, lessons that you can do.
So what you're saying is don't be afraid to keep learning.
Oh, definitely not. Yeah, there's always more you can do. I think a lot of young bands in Brooklyn we see, they can fall into the trap of just, playing a lot and doing this and that. There's like all, you can always be, you can always be getting better at your end.
Well, there's something about Brooklyn, like, I gotta say, it attracts people from all over the country. There's a certain energy that Or Manhattan, I mean, the whole area there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. People are going to start living there. It's really pretty much the Brooklyn, I think, Manhattan.
Manhattan priced out, right?
Just, I mean, we can't afford it. First thing, we can't afford it. And then, the clubs can't afford rent either. So there's, very few.
That's very sad.
I mean, thank God for Jesse Mallon, who's, he took over the Brownies. That's now Coney Island Baby, and he's got the Bowery Electric in Berlin. And thank God we've got those.
I think they started out of the Mercury Lounge.
Mm-hmm, yeah, Mercury's still around. Yeah,
oh, I know, but I think that's where those people started.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, you might be right.
Well, look, Emma, it's been great having you on. I wish you all the luck. When the new record comes out, please flow it to me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we're looking at, fingers crossed, we're looking at end of the year, maybe early 2020.
Well, like Orson Welles said, no wine.
It shouldn't be too long.
Like Orson Welles said, no wine before it's time.
Yep.
No, really, it's been a big honor.
I believe in taking your time.
I want you to keep on keeping on, please, Emma.
Dude, it's a total honor to talk to you, man.
Okay. How can people get a hold of you on the internet?
Oh, well, we're all over it. We're IamThePolishArmy.com. Our official store is our Bandcamp page. So if
okay,
you,
but you do have your own website.
We do have our own website. IamThePolishArmy.com.
GHEPOLISHARMY.com.
Yep.
That's so great. Mm-hmm. You have your own website. I mean, those other things are just telephone poles to stick up flyers. So people.
Right, yeah.
Go check out what's happening with them there. Right back. People, it's been April 19th, 2019 edition of What Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.